It's 35 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check in on the commodity markets on this Tuesday morning. And for that, we bring in Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we are lower across the board today after yesterday being up across the board. Corn's down 1.5 to 2. Beans are down 6 to 7. Wheat down 1 to 2. Wheat did stay close to the downside yesterday, but corn and beans were up nicely. But just nothing out there to hold them. And we have March corn down 1.5, 366. December's at 388.5, down 1.75. And we in the beaners, March beans at 874, down 7. They had 80 today. The November beans are at 885.5, down 6. July's are 882.5, down 6.5. And the March wheat at 455, 456 area, down 1.75. The U.S. dollar is up another 11 cents, 97.50. The bonds are at 165.05, down a full point and a tick. And we have April hogs at 69.45, up 22. That's 15 off their high and a dollar off their, close to a dollar off their low. The April cattle are up 57 at 135.20. And the March feeders are up 182 at 157 even. They were a little higher than that yesterday before dropping back a couple of dollars. So grains lower across the board, livestock a little higher. Outside markets, crude oil's down 81 points at 32.58. That's about 15 off its low. So it's backed back off yesterday's big move up.
All right, Pete, thank you very much for that report. And we'll talk to Pete Manhart again next Tuesday here on the Opening Commodity Market Report. Pete from Bates Commodities over in Normal, Illinois. And just a few more details on the markets on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow down 44 points at 16,576. The S&P is down 7 points at 1938. The NASDAQ off 16 points at 4,554. Let's take a look at weather because it's going to get interesting here over the next 24 to 36 hours. Today, a quiet day, increasing clouds with a high of 48 degrees, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy, cloudy. We have a slight chance of rain this evening, then rain possibly mixed with snow after midnight. No snow accumulation expected overnight with a low of 33 degrees, northeast winds at 10 to 15. Those will pick up overnight, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, windy and colder, and we are expecting snow to accumulate tomorrow, 4 to 6 inches worth to be precise. Temperatures nearly steady in the mid-30s with north winds 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusting 35 to 45 miles per hour. And we do have a winter storm watch in effect from Wednesday morning through late Wednesday night for Champaign, Vermilion, Douglas, and Coles counties in our WIOL severe weather coverage area. Looking ahead a bit, Wednesday night, windy, cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, the low 28 degrees, winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour out of the northwest tomorrow night. Then breezy for Thursday, skies will gradually clear with a high of 36 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy, the low 22. Friday, partly sunny skies at a high of 36 degrees. Then for Saturday, should be a pleasant day, warmer and sunny with a high of 48. Sunny and 53 for Sunday. Do have a chance of a rain and snow mix then on Sunday night. And then colder on Monday, partly sunny skies. Still not bad for February with a high of 38 degrees. We do have a special NPR broadcast coming up at 9:30 this morning. President Obama will make a statement. He is going to present a plan. The Pentagon will present it to Congress today on closing Guantanamo Bay, the prison there in Cuba. We'll have that coverage for you here at 9:30 on WIOL AM 580. And in the meantime, more Morning Edition is coming up for you as well here on AM 580. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. You can find all of our ag programming online at willag.org. It's 36 degrees at 9 o'clock.